Coach, obviously this is a different looking team than the one you faced back on October 20th, quite a few different pieces up front. And what's the biggest thing that stands out to you when you look at this team on film compared to the first go around?
I think they're playing extremely well. I think early on, they were playing well, but maybe not making, the plays that they needed to get over the top. And you see them doing that now. And, Coach Philbin and his staff and even the team, they're really doing a good job of playing. All three phases are helping them win. And I think that's what's important. And they're not making, the mistakes that cause you to lose games. So, they're playing extremely well, and it's a great challenge for us, and we're excited about playing.
The decision to sit E.J. Manuel, was that a tough decision at all?
Absolutely. He really wanted to play. And, we went out there, he dropping back and throwing was okay. But as far as, the continuation of fakes, the ability to extend plays, the ability to run the zone read, the stability of the knee, we weren't able to get the swelling down as much as we wanted to get that stability back. So, obviously he wanted to go, and he's a young kid, and the practice time came into play. He has to practice to get ready. And, for us, I'm 110% confident he'll play against New England. And, Thad's up, and obviously Thad Lewis played the last time we played Miami.
Coach, have you noticed an improvement in the Dolphins' offensive line? They've had major upheaval there, and Mario certainly had a great game against them last time. Have you noticed a difference?
Yeah, well, Coach Turner and I coached together at Northeastern, so I can't say anything bad about Coach Turner. No, I really have. I mean, they've done a very good job. And again, in this profession, hey, sometimes you get caught. Obviously I'm an excellent line coach. Sometimes you get caught. You may, overset a little bit, underset a little bit, but those guys are playing extremely well collectively as an offense. And, obviously the line's a big part of it. And, Coach Turner's done a very good job.
Mario Williams had a spectacular game against the Dolphins last time around. Was that just a matchup thing, or is it just the nature of how good of a player he is?
I think you see, how good Mario could be, and a lot of times, people do a lot of different things to him, and I think he's just one of those players in the league that, you have to pay attention to, that, if you don't do a good job, he's a guy that can take over a game. I think there's few players in this league that can do that. Miami has the same potential, with Cameron Wake. You have to know where those type of players are, or else they can really take over a game.
What's your big picture view of this season? I mean, your record's going to be about the same as it's been the last few years, but obviously you brought a lot of new talent into this group and a lot of injuries. I mean, what's your takeaway going to be?
Yeah, I think a lot of things have gone on, what I'm saying, from an injury standpoint, adversity standpoint, people question a lot of what ifs. And I think right now for me, and I don't mean not to answer this question, but my focus is on playing Miami. And I think after the season's over, I'll get that question and I'll be able to address it much better and have a better perspective on it.
Hey, Doug, the Dolphins have had good success in hurry-up and two-minute offense all season long. You go back to the Indy game, Atlanta game last week. Why do they have that success? Is there anything that you see on film with them from the last 2 weeks, or any thoughts overall?
I'll tell you, before the halves, with less than 2 minutes to play, they're number one in the NFL. I mean, they really do a good job, and I think that they're making plays at that time. So, they're explosive, and we have to remember that, and they can do it a lot of different ways. So, again, they're executing at the highest level possible at that time. That's what's on tape.
Doug, how do you game plan for a player like Michael Thomas who, prior to last week, hadn't even stepped on a football field, and the only film you got of him is that fourth quarter pretty much against the Dolphins. How do you plan for a guy like that the following week?
Yeah, I think again, a lot of that is, what's going on up front. A lot of that's what's going on with the underneath coverage, and the secondary. And I think, sometimes a player that can take over a game, you have to be careful, where he's at. A player that's very, has very good instinct and great break on the ball, you have to be careful of. But I think overall, just that whole secondary, we've got to be aware of where everyone is. So I think we're preparing more, to answer your question, for Miami as a whole, Miami as a team, and I think that's why they've been very successful.
What do you feel you've gotten out of your rookie group this year, starting with Alonzo, EJ, Woods? I mean, right down the line, you seem to have had a lot of contributors.
Well, I think exactly right. I think they have contributed. I think they've played a lot. I don't see them, you know, hitting, you know, the so-called wall. I think they're doing a great job of taking care of their body. You know, and we continue to push those guys. And I think that, you know, through that time, there's always a process that you learn how difficult it is to win at this level. And, you know, a lot of the things that get you over the top are the little things that you do during the week. So, you know, we're not only working with the younger players about on that, we're working with everyone on that.
Do you deliver any different kind of message to your team in a week like this when they're facing a team that's obviously fighting for a playoff spot? There's a lot at stake as opposed to maybe earlier in the season.
You know, as far as I'm more worried about, you know, what we're doing, honestly, you know, and focus on my message for our team. You know, this is a division game. It's a big game. You know, it's our last home game. You know, we've got a lot on the line, and it's critical for us. You know, so again, and it's a great challenge. I mean, Miami's playing extremely well. So, you know, and we're excited about that.
Doug, I've got a strategy/philosophy question for you. In late game situations, is it always possible to provide help for somebody? In other words, can a team always provide help on Mario Williams? Can the team always provide help against Stevie Johnson? Or are there just situations where it's going to be one-on-one and the other guy has to man up?
Well, I think, again, you know, from a standpoint of philosophy and schematics, each person may be different. But for me and my background and Mike Pettine on defense and my background on offense with Coach Hackett, same with our special teams coach. You know, I mean, you have to be prepared, you know, to be able to, A, address a situation if it presents itself like that, whether you have to, you know, take care of one of those type of rushers on the outside. And then if it's a go-to type receiver, you know, do you want to put someone on him and cloud behind him, or do you want to bracket him and double him, you know, and force the ball to go someplace else? And I think we as coaches, I think we all go through that. I can't really speak for others, but the people that I've coached with and been around, that's how we've gone about it when we've game planned those situations.
This is kind of late to have to make a change there, quarterback. How seamless is this going to be from EJ to Thad?
It'll be well. I mean, I don't think that, you know, there's a lot that changes when you watch the film of when Thad played and when EJ plays.